actually called Kinyan, and it's called Kedushin. Another word for it is Erusin, which is the beginning of the process of marriage. Now, they don't actually consummate that until they do Chuppah. Now, nowadays, we do the two of them together, as we know. And the way we do Kedushin is with a ring. But back in the day, they do them separately. So, Aisha Nicholas Pasholos broke him. There's three different ways to do the first part. It's kind of like halachic engagement. Because you're locked in, but you're not actually, they don't actually live in the house together. At the times of the Mishnah, there was up to a year, or actually a year and a half a week. That's why they're saying a yor and a mitzvah comes from. A year and a half a week until they actually completed the entire process. So, Isha Nikras, the Shalosh Drachim, a woman is, can be acquired with three different ways. The friend is asthma. Say Drachim, she sent herself back with two. How does that work? Nicholas Kesef Bishar Obadiah. So there's three different ways to claim there. One is with money or something of value. Bishar is with a document, and Bia is with intercourse. Now, we don't do Bia anymore because, again, they're not staying married now. They're just, this is just to kind of like create a certain like status of, we call it halachic engagement. So Rav actually with Man get a Man the Makadish Bia Rav so that that's considered priestess. And we don't do shtar either, even though we have a ksuba, but the ksuba is not the shtar. The ksuba is is kind of like a prenup. We do kesef. We don't actually use money. Some people have a meaning to use silver rings, but most people use gold, and the ring is shava kesef. That's what the rest of the Mishnah speaks about. The Mishnah says, the kesef, b'shame arm and medina, b'shame v'dinar. B'shame is of the opinion that the amount that you need is dinar, which is considerably large amount, or you could use shava dinar, getting the value of a dinar. Mishnah, or never fruit to the shava fruit, then we possibly might be still, as we know. That's why the Mishnah continues and says, v'kama, how much is a fruta? Kami a fruta? Echa mishmen in this reitalki. It's 1/8 of an Italian ether. That's the amount of a fruta. And the shama, I felt like women are a little bit more particular. They want more money than just a fruta. We still feel the fruta is enough. That's really kesef that we have. In most places, when it's the word kesef, we know it means fruta. The clearest atzma, now we go back to the second half of things, how does she require herself back? Clearest atzma, the get, or the mitzvah sabal, skip herself back with get, which is divorce papers, mitzvah sabal, and that is her husband dying. If her husband dies, then she is back in her own domain. A Yavama, Nikmas Bia. Yavama is only one way of being koiner, which is Bia. And it's similar to the Bia we spoke about in Kedushin, but slightly different.
Okay.
That's the way it works. Yavama already kind of like is locked in to this relationship because she has the Fotzik, which means she is tied to the Yavama. So all she needs Bia in order to consummate that relationship.
Okay.
And it's Atzma B'chalitza U'mitzvah Yavama. She sent herself back. This is referring to, let's say, before they do Yibum and they decide that it's not a good idea for whatever reason, they can do Chalitza, and then she can go marry whoever she wants. Or they can do Yavam, is that if Yavam dies, as soon as there's only one or they all die, then she's free to go marry now out of the family. Now the Mishnah continues, Evid Ivri Nikla Mekesef. Evid Ivri, you could be kind of with Kesef Ubishtar. The other option, if everybody reads the Shtar, obviously Bia is not going to work there, that wouldn't make any sense. So for him, he could be kind of at Kesef Ubishtar, but claim his Aps, might be Shanim, will be Yaiva, will be growing Kesef, because he can get himself back. Shanim is when he's completed his years that he's supposed to work, which is usually 6 years. Yaiva is if there's the Jubilee comes every 50 years, so that interrupts whatever type of contract he had. Uranian Kesef means that if they want to pay back, a Jewish slave should never feel like he's locked in. So you can always just buy your way out and free yourself. The Seir of Amevriah has all those plus more. A Seir of is like it's more than him. So then it's absolutely Shimonim. She's got herself with Shimonim, which is when she becomes an adult. So then she no longer can be an Amevriah. It's only when she is a child. So therefore, once you have Simana, it's becoming a bit of she becomes zero to three. And Yerza is someone that did the 6 year. At the end of 6 years, he decided he wanted to remain in Evan. So then what we we do is we nail him here. May pierce his ear. The reason that was hurt, the hurt was here, the signal is whatever ear. Anyway, so that ear is now being punished. You know that ear itself. At the doorpost. He's mixed the birds here, the way you acquire his students this year. And it's absolutely the Yovel the Mises and he acquires himself back. Again, Yovel, if that interrupts his opinion or if that's considered the extent of his kinyan, the Mises other, and if his master dies, he does not get passed on to the next generation. We're going to continue with more Mishnayos.